Gemara Tam and Aleph, Tam and Beis. Gemara says, you need a Gemara Beis Kamurois. Gemara says, the Tanya of Eliezer Emer, and then Bechol Nachol, and then Bechol Meidecho. All your money, all your salt, and then Bechol Meidecho, and then Bechol Nafricho. Allah Melecho, and Yesh Adam Shagub Bechol 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 Because all your neighbors, yes, and shemani chavolam migufa lekachnam b'chol ma'idecha. So that we learn out that it means to say a person should love the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it shouldn't be moedet avodah zarah. So that's avodah zarah. First one is avodah zarah, and kiyasa ravina rabbi yechnam b'chol masrab mechus mevodah zarah. We get a rice from the stamim. All three you can have a food and meat giving up your life for it. The Gemara says, "Avodah Zarah Ada Amaran." We already made the drasha. Gilei Rais. How do you? The Shvichas Dam. How do you know it? Anya. Rabbi Yomer. Kasher Yochum Ish Al Reiru by Nairam Rosa State. Kasher Yochum Ish Al Reiru Tzoch and Nefesh Kena Dar Barazeh. Achima Ini Reteich. That's in Nairam Rosa. What is the Torah trying to say? I raise that bowl of lemonade. It's coming to teach you. The Nimtz Alama. The truth is, we learn something. Mak Reteich from Nairam Rosa, and we learn from Nairam Rosa something to Reteich. So Nair Marosa, it said no one saw what he was doing. That if someone saw, they would talk about to stop him and kill him. So for Ritzeach, the concept of Roydit, you see someone running after you could kill him. You're supposed to kill him. Then if you kill him, then you shouldn't kill that person. But Nair Marosa and Ritzeach. And also we learn the other way. We learn something from Ritzeach to Nair Marosa. Nair Ritzeach, Yorek Val Yavo. No, when it comes to the Isser of Ritzicha, Yorek Val Yavar, Af Nairam Arosa, so too when it comes to the Isser of Arayis, Tehareg Val Tavar, Tehareg, and Dictog means that she should be killed. She should be killed, Val Tavar, she shouldn't be over. The words are very nice, but that's assuming you know about Shvichas Dam, how do you know it? Shvichas Dam, Gufa Minolon, the words are Svaruhu, it's a Svaruh. Ki Ahuda also, the Kamid Rava, like this person came to Rava, Amalei, Murray Duray, a certain person. Amar Lee told me, Zil Katli Lepanya, go kill a certain person. Be like Katli Nalach, I'm not going to kill you. Amar Lee, so Rabbi told him back, Kut Kalucha, let him kill you. Be like Titto, and don't kill. And essentially, Rabbi was the one who said the Svara. Rabbi said, why? Svara. My chaz is the Gamma Yizach Sumat Trey. Whoever said that you're worth more, so the Chinuch speaks out. What does that mean? Dilma Dama Dahu Gavra Sumat Trey. Maybe his blood, so Sumat means red. Maybe it's more red. What does that mean? Obviously, it means worth more. Kind of just like speaks it out. He says maybe he'll do more mitzvahs than you. That's what it means. Maybe he's a person who's going to do more mitzvahs than you. More red means do more mitzvahs than you. So you don't know who's worth more. So the Meila comes out that Ritzeach is a Svara. A Nair Marosa is a Hekish to Gilei Rais has learned out the Hekish, so also comes from there. Now Avodah Zarah is an entirely different pasuk. It's a third thing altogether. So Maisa, and this thing that the Gemara says, Teherig Val Tavar, so really there's a Shaila on the Gersa here, because if it says Yareg Val Yavar, that would be referring to the man. If it says Teherig Val Tavar, it's referring to the woman. So really, Agma says Teherig Val Tavar. I forgot which of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Yuma, I forgot which one that I think is in some Gemara that says Yareg Val Yavar, by Gila Rai, some says Teherig Val Tavar. Here, the Rif has the Gersa. The Rif has a gear, so Maritir Yorgal Yavar Afnar Marosa Tarigal Tavar. So the way we have it here. And the Balamar says, no, how could you have such a gear? So that's not true because she's Tarigal, you're never going to kill her. So for sure,
Texas says.
Right. It's getting this.
Oh, okay.
So Maisa, the Rif settled down, you have a Machlex Balamar. So Texas here, like you pointed out, Texas first comes that says, Afnar Marosa Yorgal Yavar. He has the gear of Yorgal Yavar. Taisa says, Pirish HaBoyo. That means a boil, talking about the man. Aber he, Tivo, Veloy Teharvi. It's a scenario where they're trying to set her up for Gilei Arayis. There's no problem. She shouldn't get killed. The Karaka Oilam, he, the Maisa, she's Karaka Oilam. She's not involved. She's not doing anything. The Amr Ben Sari Amur, the Gemara says, Sanhedrin, and Reish Tsubis also. The Gemara said, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Karaka Oilam, Aisha's Karaka Oilam. So it's face value, there are different ways to learn. Face value is saying that she's never considered to be an oisa. She's never considered to be that she's doing a maisa. Reish Ksubis, the Gemara over there, I'm sure everyone knows what it talks about, which days you get married. The Gemara says, Shibayil Hagman Tchila. They made a gzeir that you have to Shibayil Hagman Tchila, so, and the Tznuas were killing themselves. The Gemara said, yeah, but just be darish to them that oinis is motor. Rosh Hashad says that the Ishid and Tzgila arise, and that case, at minimum, she would have an erisin. Oinis is motor, how could that be? Third, it must be the same, you said, Karakalim. So that's the first part of the Taisa. Taisa goes Vayit Viviya Merit Shapir Garcia Tahari. So in other words, seemingly you cannot have the Gersa Tahari because there will never be a case, Pasha Pshat in the first Chelik of Taisa, there will never be a case that she's gonna have to kill herself. What I'm saying is because the Ri is gonna say no, it depends.
Unless she does, unless she willingly.
Oh no, the Ri is gonna say that she'll somehow do something.
Right.
And she'll bring the veil on her. So that's called the Maisa.
But it's Kozman that we don't see her doing anything in the Maisa. We call that Karakoylam?
We call that Karakoylam, but you're going to
see... She announces that her Kavanis all of a sudden became... That it's different stories.
No, because she never could be considered an Isa. And I'm going to show you from Tosis. I just got this today. From Tosis, it was bothering me, but it happened today. That you're going to see. Look what the Re says, and I'll show you what the first head of the Tosis did. The Re Amir, the Shafi Gassin Tarek. You could have such a gear set. What did that Gemara seem to say that she's always, you can never blame her? She's not considered to be doing it. When she's karkoilam, the lay of the mice, she's doing it. But if she could do something, let's say they'll tell her, you have to do this mice and bring in the herb on. In that case, she definitely is going to be so there will be a chilak. If she's not doing something, we're going to learn out from it. If she is doing something, it's going to be awesome. So let's just finish and I'll tell you what I'm trying to get to. So Taisa says, how will I know, Taka, that if she's not doing a mice, so she will not have to be Yargal Yavor? Remember, this Gemara makes a drasha b'chlal a concept of Yargal Yavor by Erev. How do we know it from Ritzi? For Beretzeach, loy mechayiv v'mimsa nafshei. Or Ritzeach, this seemingly, Tashayla Nirishonim, seemingly. But I don't think it says this in the Gemara anywhere. Taisa says, look, Ritzeach, it's poshim. But be sure in the case, only when they told him, you have to kill someone. So they tell him, okay, you're not allowed to do that, you have to stay, and they're going to kill you. Let's say they're going to tell him, look, you don't do anything. You just stay over here, I'm going to pick you up, and I'm going to throw you on the team. He does not have to give himself over. In other words, you say, no, I'm protesting. I'm going to run away, and don't you pick me up. And what are they doing? Kill him. He doesn't have to do that. In order to save, because here I'm going to save this far of mamish the other way. The other way. Because in that case, we're going to say, why are you assuming that for sure my chaver is better? Why are you assuming for sure that he's better? Maybe I am better. So just in a simple chat, what is Taisa saying over here? The simple understanding is that the svara that Rava had said of my chaz is means to say you have no recht to get up and do a mice and to kill Yanim because I don't know that I'm better than him, he's better than me. So how could I go and kill him and make a statement of saying I am better than him? So I'm going to live and he's going to die. But the mice, if you're not doing anything, Taisa says a svara, it seems to be Taisa's own svara, other Rishonim say some svara too. If I'm not doing anything, I'm just going to stay over there. They're going to use me as a stone to throw on top of someone. If I'm going to now do a maisa to get myself killed and run away, that means I'm saying he's better than me. That I also have no fear to do either. I cannot say that I'm better than him. So that's why now I'm doing maisa. If they tell me, kill him or I'll kill you, I have no right to pick up my hand and kill you. If I do that, I'm saying that I am better than him. But I'm stuck in a situation where they say, either you're going to die or he's going to die. If you kill him, you're going to stay alive. Nah. So I have no right to go do that myself. But what if I'm not going to do anything? I'm going to say, you don't have to do a myself. We're going to assume now, I'm not going to have time to do everything, but we'll assume now that he's just like the Evan Beatrix. He's nothing. He's not a red sand. He's just a stone. So, but what? It's going to come out that his friend's going to be killed, he's going to live. So in this case, Taisa says, he has no chiv to run away, and then they'll kill him if he runs away. Because if he runs away and gets himself killed, that means he's saying, I have to give away my life to protect him from being killed, and I'm not doing a mice. That means he's for sure better than me. So this svara goes both ways. The svara says, I'm not allowed to do a mice of ritzich on him, but then again, I have no chiv to run away if they want to use me to throw on someone. That's the svara that Taisa says. So I just want to say, just before Pasha Pshat and Tosfos, the difference between the first thing that Tosfos said, the stam, maybe Rabbein and Tam, and the Re, is that the first thing Tosfos said was, it's Karka Olam, it's never shy, you don't even need to learn out from it. Exactly. You don't need to learn anything out.
If you see that she's even doing some sort of a Maisa.
That's what Taisa seems to say. I thought of it today. You see it in the setup of Taisa. Right, the mamish sounds like that. And that's what Taisa said, because I wanted.
So she can never be Yarevayavar by...
That's right.
By,
It's not shaykh.
It's not shaykh.
Karakoy, what he says, you have no shaykh to the maisa, you can never be doing
it. That's not going to be if you're talking
doing it. That makes a lot of sense. Because why is that called doing something? First of all, the Gemara says, we see the Gemara says, and then you promise that thank you, Shah Ladas, and he's verified that he's the Isa. So what Shah has to say, she's doing, you don't need her to do that, why is that considered? You can hear that that's not even considered.
She's Isaac, she's a, what's it called, not for her, then anybody.
No, but I'm saying, but if you assume that her part of the story is Karkoli, that's Karkoli. So she's doing something you don't need her to. Bringing the Baruan, so what? So you can hear that that never has a Hashiv. So, I'm actually reasoning to say that you don't need to learn anything from the Tehav, because Stam is like she never was and never will be part of this Maisa. It's only if you learn, I'm sorry, the Baruan, only if you learn like to read. And no. The Gemara says Karakoyim, that's what you're not doing the Maisa. And Tak will have the gears of Tehav and Gal Tavar. That's what you see according to the first thing that Taish is saying. You cannot have the gears of
Tehav. The first part of Taish is no Chilik and Maisa.
Right. And that's what Taish is, it's clear from
Taish. This is whole Chilish of Chilik and Maisa.
Right. You see very clearly, he said, you cannot have that gear. The whole thing we asked to say, it's shaykh to have such a gear, sir. That's clear. It's clear from Tosis. There's no such thing according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the first code of Tosis. Okay, that's Tosis. The Maisa, the Rambam, the one of you in the Daik and the Rambam, or the Mechas Chinuch, brings down Sefer Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. He brings it down up here in Simon and the Sifka and Chav Gimel, then Sefer Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. He's medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam is not mechalik. Never says a chiluk if you're doing a ma'isa, if you're not doing a ma'isa. Mashma, the Rambam does not hold such a chiluk. Never makes a difference. Avodah Zorah, Gila Raya, Shvi, Vizdomim, no difference. If Avodah Zorah will be a case, you stay here, we're just going to push you over to bow down. Doesn't matter. Yarek Val Yabba. Gila Raya, she's karka olam, you're not doing anything, doesn't matter. Yarek Val Yabba. Shvi, Vizdom, we're going to throw you in a tinek, it doesn't hold because this is chiluk. That's what they want to be. That's what they said is Yom Kippur wants to be Medayik in the Rambam. If you take a look at the Rambam, the Rambam speaks about it. The Rambam in Sodei HaTorah, Perek Hei, Halacha Beis. I'm sorry, I don't have that here. I'll just read it. The Rambam said, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's yarek val yarek. Zayin, the same thing. It goes a little bit more at length. And what does he say? Minayin shafil b'mokum sakonis nefoshes in oven al achas mishol shaver zeinu. Shenever be'atis Hashem lakem b'chol abovah v'ol nafshecho v'yedecho. So that's avoid zar. Afil hu noitos nafshecho. V'arigas nefim yisrael. That dover shadas noiteloi. That's something that's the stavr. It's a svaro. That's rabo. And Raiyis is a hefesh. That's it. Doesn't mention once. And I didn't see all the Ramos, but Lamai said, I'll take his word for it. The Rama never said this Karak Olam. Never said the words of Karak Olam. And over here we talk, see, he never said a chiluk. Doing a Maisa, you're not doing a Maisa. It would be mashma, the simple understanding of the Rambam, that he doesn't hold of a chiluk in Maisa or not. I just want to read this Milchas Chinuch here in Chav Gimel. So he says, V'dafkem koifan oisei lasois Maisa. Aval im koifan oisei sheniach lizert etzasmei latinoik ein tzarech limser nafshoi kivin deloi up in Maisa v'einu mechuyiv lahatzel chaveroi b'doma. He has no chiyah. Ki adarab, this place that we just saw, my chazis b'doma de chaveroi sumiktvei. Okay, in that case, he told me I should run away and tell him that he can't throw me on him. Adarab, b'doma didei sumiktvei. I'll say fakir. In that case, I have the right to say I'm maybe it's a chance that I'm better. Cain calls for Tosfos Sanhedrin. Tosfos in common places writes this thing. Yuma, fine. The pshitos. Tosfos writes that's a svar. It's like Tosfos is just trying to show you the same thing we do in Aram Ross. Like that Tosfos didn't need to bring a riot. That was like mamash adavu pasha. Okay. But the Rambam loy nizkar mizeh. Rambam doesn't mention a word about it. Varkasaf the ois yudzayin b'shem atosefes yamekipurim. The Rambam loy svir lelechalak bein ois amayis bein enos amayis. The Rambam does not. There's no chiluk according to the Rambam. And Gimel Averis Chamurus, whether it's a Maisa or not, it makes no difference. The Nitama al Raviseinu Balei HaToisvis Shekos V'Dovazer L'Svar Avhiyin Muskemus L'Balei HaShas. So Pella, how Toisvis says such a chiluk, and the truth is, before we have Gemara, seemingly will be a Polshe Kain. He's going to bring Gemara that's going to show you that there's no chiluk. So in other words, he's understanding the Rambam really would be the Polshe Pshat.
There's no chilek. Gimel aver is chamurois. There'll be no chilek even if you're not doing a ma'isa. And the truth is, you want to bring a raya from the Gemara above mitzia. Mavur above mitzia. Perikezu and neshech samach bezam and base. Famous Gemara. Shnayim shoyim mahalchem b'derech. Will be arechod kitan shomayim. One of them had ma'im. Im shoyisim shneyim mesim. So if they'll drink, it's not enough to keep either one of them alive. Im shoyisech magil yishuv. If that one will drink, I'll put him enough kayach to yishuv. He'll be revive himself with other food or water. Darish ben Ptura, Mutav Shish and Shneim, the Musu ben Ptura said they should both drink and both die. Other ben Ptura said, Al, Yire Echa ben Misas Tavero. He can't see his friend that he both drink and die. Acha Bori de Akiva, the Limeid, the Akiva Darish in the Pasik, the Chei Achicha Imach. No. Explains that the pasuk is mashma that your brother should live with you, meaning you're the main one, and he should live with you. He's tuffled to you. Happen to be stamazai, there's a thing of water, so we'll each say that we're tuffled to the other one, and we're each going to grab it and have a fight. So Marsha explains, or rather, we're talking about a case over here that the water belongs to that person that we're saying he should drink. It belongs to him. If it wouldn't belong to him, it belonged to both. Sure, Rabbi Akiva is going to be moedi to them too. It's impossible to understand such a Joshua if it doesn't belong to that person. So he should be tough to you. Fine. Zogtemen taschinuf minei. The ben ptura after noyes maisa klal b'chaveira. The gam chaveira yomos who gam came. The formal come also lahachi satzma. What does the taschinuf say? Ben ptura holds. I'm not doing a maisa. So Chaim, I don't know if I have time to get there all of it. But Chaim says, look, the case over there, the truth is not really a situation of yarek. He calls it a mitzvah of hatzalah. That's really what it is. I have no shaykhis to him. I'm not doing anything to him. My body's not being thrown on him. But I have water, the way Arshah says, that belongs to me. So what am I saying? I can't drink it. The third, it's a mitzvah of hatzalah. It's a whole different Indian. But Lamaisa, what are we saying? Ben Ptura said, even though I'm not doing Lamaisa to him at all, however you want to look at it, I'm not doing anything to him. What does that mean? Also, his friend and him are both going to die. Meaning, what's the benefit? What's the tayalas after we're going to say, no, don't drink? So now what? You kept someone alive? Anyhow, we're both going to die. So number one, I'm not doing anything to him. My goof is not doing anything to him. If I were to drink and keep myself alive. But what do we say? No, you can't do that. You have to share it both. Now what? Now he's alive? Now he's also dead. So what did I gain? A huge chiddush with Ben Bedur said, but nonetheless, Ben Bedur said it. So, Mele Zakhtam Echaz Chinov.
Rashi actually explains the sugi over here.
Now what?
Rashi says that the Marusha, both people are going to die, so that's why it's better.
No, right, so that's the chat over here.
He's not saying it's a Kasha Ben Bedur. Rashi's explaining Ara Gemara.
No, so here, one second, because again, over here we're trying to say that one is going to die, so you have no right to choose and say, I'm going to be the one that's going to live, and I'll do a ma'aseh to kill him. Right? Over here we're talking, again, about the Ben Ptura is going to be moida, that a person's not allowed to get up, but he's saying a big chiddush. Even if there's no ma'aseh, also we're somehow going to apply. But I don't.
Okay, yeah.
We'll see how he's learning my chazis. Hopefully, we'll have time. But, so the ma'isa, what does Ben Ptura say? Again, Ben Ptura is saying, when I'm drinking that water, I'm not doing a ma'isa to him in any way. So what do we say? Afilahachi, you have no right to drink that water. I have to refrain from it. And now what I gain? There's no major gain. Because anyhow, he's going to die. But that was Ben Ptura. Ben Ptura, after you know he's a called the chaver, gam chaver yomos vul gam came. Mechomokan also lahachis. That's my nonetheless not allowed to drink it. So he's in the kosher came. Then yatsa chaver be yisasi vada yimser nafshay. For sure, if I'll benefit something with that, for sure I should be meiser nafshay. So in our case, I'll throw you on top of the table. What are we saying? You want to say I'm not doing a ma'isa. And you even want to look at it, that I'm not doing a ma'isa, I'm my goof, no shaykhs. I have nothing to do with mitzicha, I'm just an Evan Diyadarit Seh. You want to look at it like that. Because don't say, look at it like that. It's definitely not better than the case of Ben Ptura. And not only that, have what to gain here. Because if you run away, he's going to live. In the case of Ben Ptura, what am I going to do? I'm not going to drink, we're going to share it. I'm going to die, he's also going to die. So there's basically no benefit. I didn't do a ma'isa to him, but nonetheless, I'm not allowed to drink. So I don't have a maisa that I'm doing, but it's still lawful for me to drink. And now what? What did I gain? What did I gain? He's also going to die. Then again, over here, Zakta Menchas Chinuch, you want to say at best, when they're going to throw you on top of a tinuch, you want to say at best, you're not doing a maisa. And you don't even want to call him that he has any shaykhs to it. Let's just say. Fine, he's not better than that case of Dan Duro, and you can have a major outcome. But now someone will live if you run away and don't let them throw you on top. You said, Mela, seemingly, Tosis is very strict. Tosis is saying a smart mamash, but pshitos, where Ben Petur for sure doesn't agree. Tosis is, what are you going to say to me? Yeah, but Rabbi Akiva argues. And the halacha is, Rabbi Akiva mechaveir, we're going to go like Rabbi Akiva. He says, hold on. He's going to speak about that in a moment. He says, look, the Zeb Pasha Masham Ben Petur, the Yamush Neem, Vloyam, the Yitin Mechaveir of Yechid. Correct me, Chasvinach, understand something. If I'm busy saying this svar, that even if there's no ma'isabah, you can have a good outcome, someone could live, so you should do it. Okay, so you know what you say in that case? Ben Petur should have said, give the whole thing to one person. Right? You don't drink, okay, so give the whole thing to him. Now what's going to happen? If one of them will have the whole thing, somebody will live. Somebody will live if one of them will have the whole thing. Why didn't he say Yitin Lechaver B'Yichya? So he says very gishmak. The Hachaveri Gamkin also Lishdeis Mnei Damash Azel Pasha. Each one is a Baruch Yuba. Each one has Mitzvah Satari, whatever you want to call this. Dinim of Hatzolah, whatever din you want to call it. So Lagabi, each one, he has no wrath to drink it. And Echanami, in other words, he's Bavit. He said, look, in our case, when the guy comes and picks you up and says, I'm going to throw you on top of the tina. So what's going on over here? We're saying, for sure, you have to allow him to do that. Because now your friend, yeah, you're not doing the Maisa. The Maisa Chaveri is going to be alive. He says, no, same thing about Maturi. He should have said, give the whole thing to the other one. But the Maisa, each one, is able to say, has that chiyuv, so the other one is not allowed to take it and they damash hazeh. Each one, because they're both about chiyuv. So he says, what would be a good marshal that Taka Ben Pthura would agree? The derech marshal, and heilach im tinek the derech, if he walked with a baby, in other words, someone who is not a bar chiyuv, the other party in Ben Pthura's case was not a bar chiyuv, and a chanami. In that case, Taka Ben Pthura is going to say, yeah, of course. Give it to the other person, and this is going to be a one-way street. Because the tinuk is not going to have a chiyuv, it's not a bar chiyuv, it's not a bar mitzvah. So he has no chiyuv to give it back to you. So ain't a tanami. For sure, in that case, you'd have to, then through would say you have to give it to that tinuk. For sure, in our case, that you have to run away and give over your nefesh. He's saying it's a kol shekin from the case that the Gemara was actually speaking about. Over there, I had a chiyuv in the serious nefesh, even though I'm not going to save anyone. Certainly, if I will save one, and what's the marshal of a case where the other party could receive it, because not a bar chiyuv. Okay, so I might say he wants this in kain, chazinon, the Ben Petura, less lay high svara, the beloy maisa ain't sarachim sanapshim. We see that Ben Petura does not hold of this svara that Tosfos is saying all over Shas. Who's server the hetach by carrot? Ben Petura holds exactly the other way. Af the loy maisa mechuyev lim sanapshim. Vine, Rabbi Akiva server, the chayev koydim machmas apas vechei achichim. What are you going to tell me? No. Rabbi Akiva says in that case, the more above the tzir sang pez and days, the ma'isa, you drink it up. So no. L'chayr Rabbi Akiva's holding that if there's no ma'isa, there's no problem. So the water belongs to me, like the Marsha says. So I'm going to drink up the whole thing. So no. We could go like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe that's pshat in Tosfos. He says no. M'chol makoyim, he says, Rabbi Akiva didn't hold of it mitzad svara. He only learned it out of a pasuk. Now this is very, who cares? I don't care where he learned it out of. The bottom line is, if we're going to pass him like Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, if we'll pass him like Rabbi Akiva, let's look at what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva learned that from a zayin, it's a pasuk. He learned that from a pasuk, that if there's no ma'isa, for sure in that case, no chiva batzala, and it's entirely possible that when it comes to our case of Tosfos, that also Rabbi Akiva will agree. Again, not exactly the same case, but if you need that Gemara to ask a kasha, you want to ask that, I see. Not like Tosfos is Svara, it's not true, because Rabbi Akiva disagreed. He didn't disagree from a Svara, he disagreed from a Pasuk. Who cares? Either way, he disagreed. Well, a Maisa, very clear, what the Minchas Chinuch is asking is, on Tosfos, if you notice, the beginning he asked, the first line, Mamish, he says, when he asked, but I need tama a Rabbi Senu Balei HaTosfos. 10 lines in, I need tama a Rabbi Senu Balei HaTosfos. Because for Dabar Zel is svara. The end of the scale is but he says Tosfos says a svara. It's mamish a kasha the svara that if you're not doing a maisa, mamish, unbelievable, for sure you're not mechuv limson abstract. He said it's not a svara. Definitely not a partial svara. You're right. The end result will be that Haka will come out, we'll pass on the Rabbi Akiva, and we're going to say that there's no mice, there's no chiv of Yarek Valyab by Ritzicha. That's not a svara. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. So that's why he said, Michal Mokam, after his whole tema, he said, Michal Mokam, Din Shal Rabbi Sein Abali Yitaisvis Haka Emes. Dein Tzarek Latzach Haver Bidame, Ki Rabbi Akiva, Svir Loi Hachi, Chayev Koigma. Rabbi Loch Rabbi Akiva, Mechaber, for sure the Halach is like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, fine. So he had a problem with Taisvis. Why does Taisvis hold that it's Haka Parsley? Lemais is definitely not a first svara at all. Ben Batura holds Lemais in that way. Rabbi Akiva and Svara also hold that that's not true. It's just that Rabbi Akiva has a pasuk.
Where does Karakon apply?
Where does Karakon apply according to Ben Batura? According to Ben Batura, where will Karakon apply? Right.
You still have it.
So the Maaseh is a little bit.
We shouldn't go through it.
That really a Bila of a Goy is not considered.
It's even the Reed.
The Gemara said it by Esther.
Even the Reed, right.
The Gemara said it by Esther.
Even the Reed that was Mechal, right? It was Maskin when you didn't do a Maaseh.
Right. It's a Gemara. It says Kargo, what are you going to do with that Gemara? Right. So the Maaseh is a Bala Mar. You're trying to deal with it, and they say different Terutz, but that Sugya, it says Kargo. No. They go into the Sugya of Esther, and they explain either she was a nation. Exactly.
Because
that's where the Gemara is said.
We just don't apply it over here to the regular day of Naira Murasa.
Exactly, right. Either she was an Ejazish, or the Bila of the Goy is not considered to be a Rais, and it was Yemas Susu Zimon, so they have different ways to get exactly. No. For real. Right. So that's that. Well, nice, so. Just wanted to say that. If you look here, in the bottom of the right column of Chaim, so he asked the Kasha, on Tosfos. He asked the Kasha on Tosfos. One second. Just one point I want to say. On the bottom, I think you have it over there. On the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch, so they asked a good child. The Maisa, he says, we'll learn Rabbi Akiva, and Haka, the din of Tosfos will be true. What did we learn from Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, we learned that Akoponim Chayach Koydim, that if you own the water, Akoponim Mashal says, so you're going to drink the water. And the Mela, the din of Tosfos will be true. So if you take a look, they bring on the bottom, I didn't get a chance to look it up, I don't even know if we have it. But our Gadol Sham, for the previous thing, it said where the parak was. Dochla Dibra Abenu, Islamic test on the bottom. The Einoi Daimet. Really, it's not very similar to the case of Rabbi Akiva Matur. The Tosfos Mairi Bikiai Gavna Shenera Galide Gufo. Tosfos is talking that they're using you. Maybe you don't have a dinner right there, and a Hanami. But they're picking you up physically and throwing you on top of a person.
You said Ukhaim had asked this question.
What was that?
Earlier you said Ukhaim had asked this question.
He mentions this. Yeah. He's going to give you
a comparison between Bumpatura and
He brings it in that way. He asks on the Hekish from the Gemara. But Naira Marosa, she's involved in the Maisa, so there's no okay. So the Maisa, Ach Beloi Maisa Shaloi Yeshlema de Naira. Mashenka, but either Ben Petura, of course Rabbi Akiva is going to say it's okay. The Mace, Pitzoma Beloi Machlas Gufoi, why is he dying? Maisa is dying out of thirst. Not because my Gof Shachal Yeshlema de Chayib Kodni. Lamaisa, he says, to say that the din of Tosfos is true because it's the same thing as Rabbi Akiva. Lamaisa is not a svara, but we learn it from Pasuk. That's the same
problem.
What was that?
It's like the MBRTF business.
No, so he said, yeah, in that aspect, but not really, because still it's worse than that case. Because over there, Pshat is, he's going to die from Tzom. I have no, my guf has no shaykhs look, I own the water, Dina Mamanis, the water is mine, and it's, I have no shaykhs, at least my guf, exactly. At least, it is somehow related because I didn't do a mitzvah of chesed and give water, but Lamaisa, this case still works, but then, even though it's an Evan Biyadah, it's an Evan, but you're the Evan. So, I really want to say, you can't learn from over there. Okay, that's it. Lamaisa, here he goes through. If you take a look halfway down, kind of the right column, Rambam the sasam of hiske klal half the karka olam. The Rambam didn't mention a word about karka olam. Mashma the cholik al zeh. So he makes that same dik as the sefer tesefes yom kippurim. Akoponim by gilei arayis. Gilei arayis. The Rambam should have mentioned somewhere karka olam, but never said it. Mashma. At least by Gila Rice, Rambam never mentioned Karko. Well, it's Mashma that Rambam is holding that it doesn't make a difference doing a Maisa or not. For an Ephor, Shoinim is there. Okay, fine. He says, well, Karko, skip a little Zerush, Sosama Rambam, the Rice, me, Bechol Gabin, Torg, Altar. El the Tzorachin, Rakub Chayim. The Rea Toysus, Echichim, Ere Tzeach, Toysus, Lechor, had a good Rai from it. It will assume that it's Akka true. That if they say a person is not mechuyev to run away and will accept Tosfos' svar. If it's true, Tosfos proved lechayru we have a good araya from Reitzeach to give arayas. Well, what doesn't the Rambam like about that? It's a very good achakal. The Gemara over here, Chafayim and Beis, and all those other sugyas, we have a klara hakish from Reitzeach to Gila Arayis. So if we know a din, which will accept that the din is true, what Tosfos had said, and even the Menachas Chinuch says, it's true, maybe it's not a partial svara, but it's 100% true. So why are we not going to learn out to Gila Arayis? Where's the room to argue? Yes, you can try to explain what the Rambam is holding, why. By Retzeach Taka I Maisa. If there's no Maisa Taka, it would be Mutter Mashenkin by a Rice. So the Tzarech. The Rambam. So it seems to be a Shaila Nachron in what the Rambam holds. But right now he seems to be holding not Taka like Tosefes Yom Kippurim with Medayik. The Rambam never mentioned anything anywhere. Like we mentioned earlier, read the Rambam. Never said a Chiluk anywhere. So Mashma by all Gemara various Chamuras. There's no difference. And always going to be Yargal Yavi. He's going around and look. He never said Karko. I'm going to assume he agrees to Tosfos' din by Lizak Atma Latina, which you see clearly throughout. He clearly said that the Rambam will hold that that's going to be okay. You can't imagine that the Rambam will hold that that's a problem. He says, yeah, you have no dinner break. Say that it's mamish impossible to say the Rambam will hold that that's a problem. He keeps on Tosh Devarav. It's very clear that's what he's going in the sheet of the Rambam. But he says, look, if you don't mention Karka Olam, for sure it seems to the Pashtas of the Rambam that Hagam that by Ritzicha of the Rambam is going to hold that there's no Maisa, there's no Isser of Gimel Averis, but by Gila Arayis, Taka will be a problem. So he wants to know why. Tosh Lechoy brought a good Hoychacha. So if a Rambam says, well, his Kirklau, Hach Lekar Goyle, Mashman Lechoy Lekazze, the Spirit of the whole God, the Yarag of Al Yavar, the Gila Arayis. The Gvar Nechlik Lori Yishoynim, is that fine? Okay, skip again. Okay, in Zeus, Shasma Rambam, the Arayis, me, the whole God, the Targ, the fine. Elo the Tzarekim, because he just answered your Shaila. How could it be? It says, Karko Olam, so how could it be? How could the Rambam not hold the Mitzvah? So he explained over there that he was showing me different ways to learn the Sugya, that she was not even an Arab, because she was an Asian citizen. Cool. Elo the Tzarekim, the Arayatay Serechich Meretzeach, the Hecha da Havishev, the Altasa, Eina Mechuyb, the Mitzvah. How could it be the Chorid? There's a heckish the Gemara made, and he assumes throughout that the Rambam agrees that the din is like that by Ritzach. Why are you not going to learn it from this heckish? It says, Marizah. Zachar Chaim, Yesh Loimar. The Kivan the Ritzicha Gufa, Hodu Cholok Sheva Al Tasam, Imaisa Biadan. By Ritzicha itself, why Taka is there a difference by a Maisa or not a Maisa? Allah Yainzem Mishum Chaimer the Maisa Biadan. It's not the Pshat that Ma'isi B'daim, it's a terrible thing. You can't do Ma'isi B'daim. So Mimela, just stay back, don't do anything. That's not the Pshat. The Rak, the Kivon, the Shnana, Fosher, Shkulis, and the Chazazazar. Both these people, the way we're looking at it, as far as we're concerned, Reuben and Shimon, they're equal. They're both the same. We have no idea, we have no proof if one is greater than the other. Alkein Tzorech Liyois Shev Al Tassim. Therefore, you have no choice. You're going to have to be Sheva Al-Tasim. The Dina Kishnei Ritzicha She'en Derech Zezzeh, the Dina B'Sheva Al-Tasim. The Pshat is, the reason, the Din is to be Sheva Al-Tasim, because seemingly what he means to say is,
I saw later on, it's very detailed. It took a lot of, I wasn't understanding, but I read it a few times. He seems to be saying, even if we'll assume, let's say a person who's sitting still, and we're going to throw you on top of a tinnik, let's say you attack at a dinner reitzeach, and you're called a reitzeach b'sheva altas. Let's just say, like he's going to talk by a rayas pashta, she's a sheva altas, but it's a rayas b'sheva altas. So let's just say, for argument's sake, for a second, you're not just the Evan B'yad reitzeach. You're called a reitzeach b'sheva altas. Still the din would be that Shtei anafashish shkulos, we're both equal. So if I'm doing a retzicha b'sheva altasa, that's okay. Because I can't get up and do it because I'm saying that I'm better than him. But if I'm doing a retzicha b'sheva altasa, that's acceptable. I'm not doing anything. Not the pshat that I have to say, it's not called retzicha. No, could be it's called retzicha. Retzicha b'sheva altasa, we're both equal, that's okay. So he said that's the rack. The kibbutz shnei anafashish shkulos said al kain tzarich liyoy sheva al tasa v'dina kishnei retzichos she'ein doicha zeh zeh v'din b'sheva al tasa, because it's two retzichos, one is not doicha, the other clashes, you have to sit back. Al kain lo shayach zeis by right. What are you going to say? A right, you say you have a fight. You have one iser of erva on the right, and now you have an iser of retzich on the other side. You say, look, b'yoy v'gila a right, so I'm going to kill you. It's one or the other. So you cannot say that they're equal. They're not equal. They're two different Isurim. They're two totally different Isurim. By Shtei HaNefoshes, we say, we don't know, because both could be he's better than him. But the Gabi, the Isur, Gilui Arayis versus Shvichas Damim, we're not going to say that they're equal. So if they're not equal, the Kibon, the Alkein, Loi Shayach Zois by Arayis, the name of the Pekuach Nafshoi, Shopuk Arayis. His Nefesh is Mamish exactly equal like the Isur of Arayis. Mice, the fact in the matter is definitely not true, because we know that a person has to be. No, that wouldn't be a right. Okay, he's saying if the two separate Isurim, it's not Shayach to say they're the same, and it's understood that Arayis is worse than his Nefesh, and we're going to care about Arayis more. So Zalkam Chaim, if that's the case, we learned out from Ritzeach, the Ikr Din of Yarek Bal Yavor, and by Ritzeach Gufa, it wasn't the Pshat that he wasn't a Ritzeach when he was Sheva Al Tasa. Could be he had a Din of Ritzeach. That's fine, but since they were Mamish equal, he had no right to get up. Over here, you're starting from a whole different point, because by Arayis, we're saying Arayis on one hand, and with his nefesh on the other hand. The stamas are not equal. So if they're not equal, and she'll be called involved in a ma'isa erva b'sheva al tasa, even in that case, she has to run away. Make sense? Right? I'm just thinking out. I'm confused. Why does he? How does he know? No, he's starting off for a pashas. He says that it's look. Two nefashim shkulos. The Gemara Mamish said that's far. My chazis, which said you never know. We're looking at them. The Mamish both equal. There's two retzichos, one next to the other, and you have no right to say one's more than the other. Equal, they clash. You have no right to do a ma'isa. Meila shabbat tasa. That's okay. And even if you'll be called a retzeach the shabbat tasa, it doesn't matter. That's okay. Mashayenkin is saying what? When it comes to arayis, what are you going to say? His pikuach nefesh is exactly equal to the iser of arayis. That can't be. Why can that be? I can't bring a right from the fact that the Torah said Yarek Val Yav, because that's only the mice. Mice are two different issues.
He's like Yarek Val Yav is even when it's Mishav Al-Tasa.
What?
In the din of Yarek Val Yav
will be in Mishav Al-Tasa.
Even the bigger Mishav Al-Tasa, you still have it's going to up your life.
Right.
And so.
Okay. The Shtei Nefashos Shkulos, Reuven and Shimon, they're equal.
That's a separate
smoke. If I can't, the other way around. Lamai says, even B'Sheva Al Tasa. If I can look at you, B'Sheva Al Tasa, that you're doing the Isser, doesn't matter. If you're doing this, you have to be killed. Mashenkin over here, that they're both equal, and even if I look that you're doing this, it doesn't matter. Because the whole svar was, I have no right to get up. So anyway, I have no right to get up and do something. I'm not doing something.
By Reticha, it's
very different than Avodah Zarah Gila Arayis. Because over there, it's one Isser against, it's your nefesh against Isser Torah. Here it's two nefashes. Right, exactly. It's the other way.
The same svar says you can't kill him, right? The same reason you can't kill him.
right, in order to save your life.
Yeah.
The same reason, you have to kill him to save your life. When it's Tisha B'Atasa.
You have to have him killed.
When it was Shiva Tassa, right?
No chiv to have him.
You cannot save him to kill yourself.
You don't have to run away. That's what Chayyim was saying.
You're not allowed to save him. When you're sitting on him, right? The case is like this.
They're going to pick you up, right, and they say, let us throw you on him. If you run away, we're going to kill you. Right. So Tyson says in Sfar, he has no chiv to run away. That's our Tyson all over.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But no chiv to run away.
Right.
So what he's saying.
So. Rather, what the love is.
Stay there. They're going to pick you up.
Kill him. Are you allowed to run away?
What was that?
Are you allowed to run away?
Are you allowed to run away? That's a Shaila in the Rishonim. The Shaila in the Rishonim in general. The case that could a person be masked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Shaila.
But you're killing yourself running away.
You're causing that you'll be killed and he'll be saved. The Shaila in the Rishonim. He had no chiv. Al Kapon, Rabbi Chaim is saying, here, since you're right, my that's the point. The point is that he's saying, look, really, Gimel Averis Chamurois, let's talk about Avoy Dezor and Gilai Reyes. The Isser is even Beshev Al Pas. And if I can analyze that Avoy Dezor is taking place and that Gilai Reyes is taking place, but I'm a Shev Al Pas, but it's taking place, doesn't matter. Yarav Gal Yav. Mashenkin over here, the Peshad is, it's not an Isser Torah against my Nefesh, it's one Nefesh against the other Nefesh. So the svar of my chazah says you cannot get up and kill him. That's it. I'm sitting back. So what are you going to say? I'm sitting back. I'm safe. He's dead. What's the problem with that? There's no problem. All svar has said, I have no right to act on that and say that I'm better than him. Right. So another way. We're starting there. Really, even b'shav al tasa. Right. So that's how he wants to say that will be the child of the Rambam. So ain't a chanam. So even though there's a hackish, and the Gemara makes a hackish. And how do you bechalal know that the tiara by Yavu by Narim Aras by Gilai Rai only know from the Tzicha? He says it doesn't matter. But the Tzicha really the other way around. Gimel Avera is even b'shev al tasa. But the Tzicha is not shy b'shev al tasa. Where the whole point was that these people are equal. So the svar is that you can't get up and do something. If I'm not getting up and doing something, I'm not saying that I'm better than him. It's very, very hard, just very short, and then he goes later and plays a whole bunch of stuff, and then I could be a little bit off, but that's how I understood basically what he was saying. There's one more point over here. He says, in Tosfos, Yesh Lehem Ma'od, Yinei Tarechim B'Divrei HaTosfos. So, he wants to say, D'ma'ini Nair Merosa, L'mishem Ashlich HaNosel HaTinik V'Nesmai. He said, Behetzem, what Tosfos makes a comparison is very shver. He says, D'hosom, Ihu Loi Havi Retzeach Klal, Loi Avral Ashlich HaSdam. In the case of Retzeach, they're throwing him on top. He's not. He has no shaychus to Retzicha. He is an Evan. He's merely a vehicle. They're using him to kill someone else. The Holoi Havirak Evan the Eitz Biyad Retzicha Shemash Lechayisah. The Misha Mash Lechayisah. Who Retzicha? That guy who's doing it. He's the one who's killing. Not you. What do you have? And he's shaychus. So for sure, what Taisa says is right. It's 100% right. It's Mamish Adav of Pashut Admar. The Chaim says right now, like this Kasha of Mizmos. It's Pashut. But of course, you know why? It's true because he's not a Retzeach. That's why. That's why Masha'en can be Naira Mirosa. What's the Dimi that Tosfos is making? Naira Mirosa. After Loika of the Maisa. Ain't a Chanam Mishinat Dugma. Mechomokam Arehi Oiveris Al Gimel Averis. The Mitzvah, she is involved with the Maisa of Isra Erba, and it's taking place. Okay, it's taking place, B'Shev Al Tasa. You can learn that from Retzeach when he has no dinner Retzeach. He's not doing a Retzeach. They are using him to kill someone.
Don't we say that because the Rambam doesn't say they were a Karkail?
What do you say?
You can only say that in the Rambam because that's good for the point that Karkail, you're like in heaven.
You want to say he's come to justify the Rambam?
Yeah, that is what he's come to do. It's just only because the Rambam doesn't say Karkail, and maybe you could give a swear. Why does the Rambam
The Isra took place from these two parties, and she is the other party.
It's Chaluk in the party.
The Arayas happened, how? She is a participant in the. Okay, Shabbat Pasa.
That was by Tzicha. It's more attributable to the Ritzeach, the Goy. Over here, it's more attributable to the lady.
The Goy's coming.
The lady.
Right.
You can't say it's not nothing
to say.
She is
the other side of the
party. Yeah, Ritzeach.
It's that they're pushing Ruvain to Mamish and Evan.
Right.
Instead of picking up a heavy stone, they're taking Ruvain and chucking him out
there. Right. That's what he wants to ask. What the chlal did that? That may be a good justification for the Rambam. That would be where the Rambam is coming from. Well, Alchi Shaper had didn't notice the Derg Val Taber. The near the Kavanah's Tosfos is a Tosfos hold like this. The Kavanah. Keep under it, say, Achim Yisroar, the Maichas, the Dominga.
Ritzeah was learned. What was the svara by Chozes? Im Kain Hagam Im Havim Ashkechini Dehebos Bizeh Din Ritzeah. We back to Loy Lovers Maisa Gam Kain Loy Chayv Bumsaat. My Gmatiam Adar Abba Maichas Dom De Chaper Sumuk Tvei Dumo Dom De Sumuk Tvei. Look up like this. Look, if the whole svara in a Chanami, the Mitzius, you're 100% right. You want to look at the case and say that case is the same as this, and it's never going to work. Because the Maisa in that case, you haven't been out of Ritzeah. This case is about the Maisa Isser. But he said, Lamaisa, what was the svara by Ritzeah? The svara said that my chazes. So that very svara says that you're going to tell me I have to run away, that I'm saying that he's better. So that's why. So in other words, it's not the pshat. Oh, you know why the halacha is like that by Ritzeah? Because he's not called a Ritzeah. That's not true. That's not true. That's not what Tosfos said. If you remember, we read Tosfos. Tosfos did not say that. Right, Tosfos could say very simple. We're talking about getting involved in the whole thing over here. Really, you could say it the other way. Because now I'm better than he's better than me. Just say straight. But he's not doing anything. They are using him as an evidence. Tosfos does not say that. Tosfos says, because now we switch this far the other way. Well, but he could say, I don't have to say that he's for sure better. Now get myself killed by running away. So what do you see from Tosfos Zakar Chaim? Okay, from the Gemara, the pshat in this svara is, the svara says Zolzani's a Ritzeh. Even if he were to be considered a Ritzeh, Beshef Al-Faser, he's not. It doesn't matter, he's not. But that's not the point. That's not the reason why the Sefer came. Even if he were to be, but this svara tells me that Beshev Al-Tasi, Taku would not be Mechuyif. And the Mela I could learn to Nairam Mirasa. I could talk also about Nairam Mirasa, but it doesn't matter. There's a Hekesh from Nairam Mirasa, from Ritzeh to Nairam Mirasa. By Ritzeh, the reason why Shev Al-Tasi is going to be Mutter is not because he's not a Ritzeh. That's not why. Because he doesn't say that. The reason is because even if he was a Ritzeh, but the svara tells me that I don't have to run away and now say he's for sure better than me. If that's the case, I'm going to learn it out to Nairam Mirasa. We all knew there she's about the Maisa, so she's the other part. So what? I would have said it by Ritzicha too. Even if he had a din of Ritzeach B'Shev Al-Tas, I would have said it. That's what you see from Tosfos. That's what Chaim Bela, I'm going to learn out. Just want to say Mamish one thing that Rabbi Chanan says, Kamat, a very, very similar thing. He says that he's trying to explain Tosfos. He asks the Kasha on Tosfos like Rabbi Chaim, he asks another Kasha in this Aleph. He says, Gam kein ein move on if you see the underlines toward the end of Allah. Gam kein the sham at tambu the kshizar kenai salatina who ain oiv Allah iser ritzicha kol but zerka who are ritzeah the one who's throwing he's a ritzeah the shapi ish the chalak and moisa meiser ritzicha loy of the gibber raish ain chiluk kol bechomer iser bein haboil and abel there's no chiluk in the iser between the boil from the abel like you brought before the Gemara says in Baba Kamo that the nichusu hanefashos ha oisos. Gemara says they're both considered to be doing something, both having hana. So Lamaisa came out a little bit different twist, but basically the same kash as Reb Chaim. Lam and Chalak by name Lini Yarig Vayavi. See, obviously the Aleph says I am Rabbeinu Chaim. Okay. So Lamaisa, what does he say? So very just this teret, and then we'll stop. Venira Loimar. The Nir Lama, the Kavanah Zdebi Atayt, the Sriyalei, the Had Chayv the Arag Bishvil Shloish Dvarim Chamurim, Ein HaKavanah, the Bituach Nefesh Nitzav Negimel Dvarim Eilim. Pashe Pshat, if you asked me before I saw this, I always thought, again, I didn't learn the Sugya, I always thought that what's the Pshat and Gimel Chamuras, they are more important than Kuach Nefesh, Kol HaTar Kula, Kuach Nefesh overrides. When it comes to these, push Kuach Nefesh aside, forget about it, these take precedent, these go on the front row. Not true, Zarko B'chana, not the way it works at all. El de bezeh hein chalukim mechol mitzvah. Chol ha'tayra nitches b'nei pekuach nefesh. Chol ha'tayra kulo is pushed off, pekuach nefesh more important than it. The gimel devarim hachamurim eino nitchim b'nei pekuach nefesh. These three things are not pushed away because of pekuach nefesh. Aval, this is the important point. Mechol mekom gam pekuach nefesh ein nitches b'nei. It's a struggle. It's mamish equal. So, Kol HaTorah Kula, we say, we care about your nefesh more. Here we say, we don't care about your nefesh more, but we don't care about them more either. They're both the same. That's together of Gimel Averes Chamuras. That's what he wants to say. What do you do when you're stuck in a case where mamish, one is not doicha, not the pshat we always thought, that taka, these are doicha b'kuach, but they're not. The mamish stuck, there's a clash. Time alone, the Sheval Taisa Odin. The Allah is because there is that clash, Sheval Taisa Odin, Vosso Lassus Shumaisa, and that says you're not allowed to do a Maisa. Because of that, I'm not allowed to do a Maisa. I can't get up and do something. But the verb Arabim plukta derbi Elazar of Yeshua lim baltaisa baltigra the imkain the isha nevelas. So what do you want to say? She's involved in a ma'aseh iser. It's taking place of it. No problem. Shein oisa shum ma'aseh v'poyos. She's not doing anything. Eina chayevus linsas malai riba.
She's still a shem v'al tasa. Gam she's
right. It's a b. It's a bia to ma'aseh. It's a b'shev al tasa.
It's a shev al
tasa. Right. And he says the same thing by riba.
Yeah.
Maisa or here, however you want to word it exactly.
He's not saying she's not in the Maisa Fakir. That was the whole question about the
which is very
Maisa.
Similar to our plan.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
But he, I think he's taking it a step right there by saying it's a Maisa, but it's Shevi Al Tasa.
So Chaim said that Lu Yehei in that Ovi Lu Yehei that he would have a dinner Reitzayach. It's not the pshat because he doesn't have a dinner Reitzayach. That was his whole point. Even if he would be called a Reitzayach, but the svar of my chazah said it doesn't matter. Holds man that I'm not getting up and doing it. If I'm not getting up, again, if you find it, I don't know. It sounds very similar. So again, remember, what was Reb Chaim Golkash? He said you can't learn out. In the case of Reitzayach, he's nothing. He's not doing anything. Reb Chaim says ain't a chanam. He happens to be. He's not doing anything. But it doesn't matter. Even if he would be doing something. Even if he would be a roitzeach b'shev al tas, I still wouldn't learn out to namerosas. He's saying a very similar thing. He just adds the whole thing. He says, wait, how does it work? It's not the pekuach nefesh is not niftis. They're both not even struggle. And Meili, yeah.
He's going the other way. Why you would
exactly come to be maz b'taisis. Exactly. And Meili says, since they're mamish and equal struggle, I just wanted to read that before. He's not a very geschmack thing that he says. He speaks out very clear that he says, the pshat is by gimel veres chamuris, it's mamish a struggle. It's 50-50. Normally, for sure, pekuach nefesh more important here for the same. So male, that dictates you cannot do a ma'isa. Because man that I'm not doing a ma'isa, even if I'll have a shem nivellus, even on a shem reitzeach, it's not going to be a problem. That will be the pshat tesis. Yeah, the Rambam's going to argue that. Exactly. How exactly the Rambam? So he explains better. We don't have time.
The Rambam's going to hold that.
The Rambam is going to hold whatever you thought before you heard this.
Even Shiva Tassi can't do it.
Right. Exactly, because if you have a Shem Nivellus,
right, exactly.
Correct, because he understands in the Rambam.
Well, that was similar.
Right, exactly. Right, he understands the Tzeach is a no-brainer. That's of course, he's not doing anything. Right. But Nivellus, you're right.
Is anyone that argues by the Tzeach?
So one second.
Even Shevi Al Tassi.
One second. So definitely the Tosefos Yemei Kumim that I didn't look him up inside. I'll be honest with you. But the way the Watch Paul brings him down, Michas Chinuch brings him down. Yud Zayin there, and it seems that he is understanding the Rambam not mechalik in anything. The Rambam says sure. Even Roitzeach Lemaisa, you cannot let him throw. You have to run away. He understands in his beginning. He understands that we'll learn that up from Ben Ptura and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, but all right.
Go ahead.
The text is mentioned that you're included to really have to when the adversary to throw you,
Yeah, they're gonna throw you.
You're included what?
I didn't see that in Tosis. Where do you see that in Tosis?
Because my chazus.
No, my chazus says I have the right to stay here. Tosis did not say a chiyuv.
Why am I allowed to run away?
It's a shayla. Let's say you want to be machmer in this case. Could you be machmer?
The svar of my chaz says that he's no better than me.
Right.
It's so I'm no better than him. He's no better than
right.
me.
Right. We're equal.
So by me running away, I'm basically saying he's better than me.
You are saying that he's better than you. And a chanami. But who said I can't be machmer that way? I think there's a shayla. We're showing. I forgot exactly. I'm not sure if they're going on this case or a similar case. A person wants to be machmir. I'm not sure what the case is, but I'm saying I hear where you're coming from, but I wouldn't necessarily. You can't say with confidence that Tosha said that. Exactly, for carrot. His machmir the other way. You're not machuiv to give himself over, in other words, to run away. But he doesn't have a chiv to stay. Could run away, so it sounds like. You're saying the way you understand the Gemara, the part of the Gemara is that I can't make a statement either way. So just like I'm not allowed to say I am better, I'm also not allowed to say he is better.
You might be a shalom mischayv nafshi. That's a shalom.
Right, exactly. Because a person does it by a law, mischayv nafshi.
He's in the middle of life,
right.
Not shas hashman.
Right.
Okay.